You're listening to the Christian Humanist Radio Network, christianhumanist.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special snippet episode of the City of Man podcast. My name is Coyle Neal. I wanted to take a couple of minutes just to offer a reflection or two on yesterday's election. Might be that if we have time down the road, Nathan Gilmore and I will get together and have a longer conversation about this, but as of now, this is kind of what we have time for. So you, listeners, this is what you get. First off, congratulations to Donald Trump and his campaign team. You guys put in the hard work, made the right judgment calls, and came out on top. We, as believers, will be praying for you that you govern justly and well, as we are commanded in the Bible. To Kamala Harris and her team, it was a well-fought campaign, close, straight down to the wire. That is especially impressive given the state of the economy, the unpopularity of the current administration. And it's important to remember that as Vice President, Kamala Harris will have the opportunity to do something that hasn't been done in a quarter of a century. She will count her own loss in the Electoral College in front of the assembled Congress this January. Al Gore did this in 2001. He did it very well. He did it with class. She has the opportunity to do the same thing, and I suspect that's what we'll see from her as well. It's too early to say a whole lot about the results of this. The polls, the exit polls, seem to say that the election was swung in favor of Trump by a combination of new African-American voters, that is, new voters for the Republican Party, new Latino voters who turned out for Trump, and young men, maybe who were especially motivated by Joe Rogan's endorsement the day before yesterday. Again, it's too early to say a whole lot about that, but if that is accurate, there's an opportunity here for Republicans to really focus on these minority votes. And to his credit, that's something Trump has been doing for basically the last 8 years. That is not a new activity for him. There have been inroads on minority voters by Republicans since he has been on the ticket. That's something Republicans need to really reflect on and think more about. Especially Republicans need to be turning their attention to the cities. Republicans for too long have been a party of the suburbs and rural America and have basically overlooked the cities or condemned them as places full of crime and immorality. You can't keep doing that in the long run. Trump might just be the beginning of a refocus of Republicans on urban America. And if so, I think that's probably a good thing. The Democrats also have an opportunity here, a two-sided opportunity. First, the Democrats need to stop ignoring rural America. They need to stop looking at those vast red swaths of the country as enemy territory and start doing a little more reflection on what the 20% of Americans who live there actually want, especially given how large a percentage of rural America actually shows up on Election Day. Democrats also need to reflect a little bit more on abortion. The Harris campaign doubled down on this, and obviously there are some odd things going on between the amendments that were on the ballots in states around the country that passed in support of abortion and the outcome for Kamala Harris. Specifically, Democrats should wonder, had Kamala run on a platform of the sort of Clinton-style safe, legal, and rare, would the election have gone the other way? Obviously, there's no way to tell for sure, but if instead of doubling down on abortion and making it a centerpiece of the campaign, if she had said, look, this is not something anyone is excited about, but we think it should be legal, what would the outcome have been? Obviously, it's impossible to say for sure, but a different tone and a different approach to the issue might have had different results at the polls. And finally, for all of us, Republicans and Democrats alike, we have the chance to do what Americans have historically done very well, extend grace to the other side. This is a longstanding American tradition, whether we are the winners or the losers, to say, I understand the problems you have had, I understand the conflict, even from the other side, and I'm going to help you rebuild. Well, now we have the opportunity to work together to rebuild unity in the face of our division. That's something we did with the Germans and the Japanese and the Italians after World War II. That's something we attempted to do with the Russians in the 1990s and early 2000s after the Cold War. It's something we have attempted to do over and over throughout our history. It's something that we need to do now internally. What that looks like moving forward, I don't know. And as I said, this is just going to be a short snippet of a podcast, so I won't have a whole lot more to say here. Maybe there will be more reflection from me and Nathan Gilmore coming down the road. And with that, thanks again for taking time to listen to the City of Man podcast.